As we mentioned, the Bloomington Graduation School and Principal Lucas Calhoun joining the program today. Hey, grab your umbrella, buddy. It's starting to open up downtown. How are you today?
Hey, I'm blessed. Thank you for having me on. How are you doing today?
I'm well. It's warm enough. It's springtime here in Bloomington, and my calendar shows me that next Tuesday and Wednesday we're going to have some happy, smiling faces in all forms of local education. It's the last day for the MCCSE next Tuesday. Our friends, I talked to Superintendent Dr. Sanders yesterday. They're excited about next Wednesday as it's their last day. So you only have a week left, buddy. What's left on your plate before we turn it over to summertime?
Yeah, we're wrapping up. You know, students are finishing up their classes, and you know, we're getting our devices turned in at near the end of the week and tying up those last couple days next week, and then looking forward to our graduation on ceremony next Thursday the 23rd.
And that's going to be here before we know it. Where are we doing graduation this year, and tell me about your class of 2024?
Well, we are excited. We have 27 graduates in our class of 2024. We are having our ceremony this year at Tri-North Middle School in their beautiful facility. And we have the honor of kicking off MCCSE's 3 days of high school graduation ceremony. So we're pretty excited. Our class is a mix of mostly in-person students, but we also offer as a wing of our program an online remote program. So some of our students there are successfully completing the online graduation. You know, they're completing their requirements for graduation through the online path as well. So it's great stuff. We're excited.
27 people in the graduating class at the Bloomington Graduation School. Well, it says it right there in the name, correct? And Lucas, mm-hmm. Tell me who's available. Who can be a member of your school? I know you have classroom sizes that are a little bit smaller than what we see perhaps at North or South. Who can participate in the Bloomington Graduation School, and tell us how we can get involved in that? If that's something that someone's listening that maybe needs a change of scenery or a change of academics, how does that work?
Well, yeah, we are MCCSE's alternative high school. So we provide opportunities for students to either start at BGS or transition over from another high school in the corporation. You said it exactly. We have a smaller school experience opportunity, lower teacher to student ratio, and students can, you know, transition over to start as ninth graders, or if they're starting at a bigger school and they're finding that either the size, the class size, the size of the building can be, you know, a little bit overwhelming, then, you know, we can provide an opportunity there that creates a landing space where they can, you know, dig into their academics, re-engage a little bit more. You know, sometimes students as well, their middle school experience can be a lot, you know, so this provides a good opportunity for students to jump in and take back, you know, re-envision, reimagine their education.
Lucas Calhoun is the principal. I almost said the president. You can be the president, can't you? It's your building. You can do whatever you want. The principal yeah. at the Bloomington Graduation School. Now, you haven't even been there a year yet. You have yeah. been in education in different parts of the world, but I know some of your background is right down the street in Lawrence County. Tell us how mm-hmm. you came to the Bloomington Graduate School or Graduation School.
Yeah, I mean, I'm from the Greene County area, and I've had the opportunity to serve in other leadership capacities in Indiana and a few other awesome states. And I was a teacher in Davies County, and then I was a principal and worked in central office in North Lawrence Community Schools for a number of years. And last year, I really wanted to have the opportunity to hop back into a principalship. And, you know, this opportunity came along, and it was such an exciting blessing to try because BGS is what I like to say pure school because we have the chance to really connect and really work with students, and they're high priority students in the sense that, you know, sometimes, you know, they've been disengaged from school prior to coming to us and they're navigating things outside of school and sometimes with attendance or other things that they're going through, then we can really try to reach them and reconnect them and provide a sense of hope and connection to get them to graduation because, you know, that can seem like a mountain that they might not be able to overcome. And We have an amazing staff, and they jump in and they care, and they don't stop caring. And it's a really, it's a true pleasure to serve as the building leader and, you know, serve alongside my staff.
Now, for people that aren't familiar with where you are located, you are in the old Broadview Learning Center. Is that right? You have some neighbors there with you, too?
We are. We are neighbors with the awesome alternative education on the other side of the building, and they provide so many wonderful services over there. They have a tremendously outstanding leader in Lily Albright, and I'm not just saying that because she's my boss.
She's my neighbor. She is great.
Well, she is. She's phenomenal, and they provide a lot of opportunities for students as well. And yeah, our building is small. We have about 120 students, and that small space, again, from that re-engagement and that reimagining your, you know, students' education journey, that allows us to do that. You know, students, you know, they can't really get away. You know, we know where they're at. We can, you know, connect with them. If they need us, they can jump in. We know more about them, and we know their stories. We keep trying to learn more about them as well, evolve with them. And when we see them walk across the stage, it is special. I mean, I have staff that, you know, they go to, I have a student who's, you know, nearly done, and I have a staff member that's, you know, going to, you know, doing some visits outside to check in to make sure that that work is getting completed, and so many stories like that. That so when we see those students walk across, it's really special, because we know that that is changing the trajectory of where they're going to be able to go and the options that they're going to have.
Yeah, career paths, raises and jobs, job promotions, everything else that goes along with all of that. Lucas Calhoun is our guest, the principal, the Bloomington Graduation School. Now, you mentioned earlier you have online courses and traditional courses. Why do you have both of these? Is it just to help with the flexibility, trying to remove any barrier possible so folks can get to that finish line?
Yeah, so with our 8 in-person teachers, we provide all the core curriculum, and then based on graduation requirements that are set by the state, there are certain, you know, electives and other courses that we can't offer right on site. So we have some online options that are there, but we also have a true remote program. So students that, you know, need to be in a online-only environment, we have a structure, a digital structure that allows them to do that as well. So we have students that are in person and do mostly in-person instruction, you know, teacher-led classes. And then we have in-person student, when they're in person, they take one online class, usually a day as well. So you can do all in the building with a little bit of digital or remote only.
Flexibility, yep. Flexibility.
That's what we really want to be.
Yeah.
Flexible and adaptable.
Instead of saying no, yeah, well, let's find a way we can make this going. Okay, for folks who are listening and said, wow, this sounds great. I know exactly somebody in my circle that could use this. The educational requirements from the Indiana Department of Education, you're meeting all those. There's no asterisk in any of this, correct?
Not at all. Yeah, we still go exactly with the, you know, the three primary that we, you know, affectionately call them the buckets. There's the, you know, diploma aspect, getting your graduation, your credits, and then you have the post-secondary readiness, and then the workplace readiness aspects, and we connect with all of those, and you get a Indiana diploma, and we got some new things coming up too, which we're really excited about for next year. We were awarded a grant in conjunction with Regional Opportunity Initiatives, ROI. So we have a fabrication lab in our building that will be launching off into next year. We've already been putting it together. So all of our students in the 9th and the 10th grade will be in this lab course that we'll have them practicing project-based learning, having daily opportunities to have their hands on tech and using their school-issued devices and 3D printers, laser cutting and CNC machines, and they'll be solving real-world problems and improving their literacy and communication and writing skills. So what's really great about that, beyond all the cool things that it's mentioned, is because it's project-based learning style, they'll be hitting the second graduation requirement, bucket two, by their ninth and tenth grade year. So they're already one third of the way done.
Well, it's absolutely. The faster you can get it going, and not everybody learns at the same speed, as we know, that can that's a fantastic to hear. That is great. Now, you mentioned next year. Well, heck, we haven't even got to the summer just yet. It's right around the corner. What programming do you have this summer that people need to be aware of, or is it just time to get ready for next year?
Yeah, you like to be, you know, basically when you're finishing up a year, being, you know, forward thinking for the year ahead. As far as the summer goes, our students, any student in the high school side of Monroe County Community Schools has the opportunity for summer school classes, and that is led by Bloomington South. We help our students get registered for that, and they take those classes through Bloomington South. But my team, they're, you know, first off, they're getting ready for a well-deserved and well-earned break.
That's right.
They've earned it, and we're gearing up for some different styles of our programming. We have a daily time where our staff and students get together to basically like a homeroom every day, and we're trying to refine that and structure that to create different opportunities for social-emotional learning, trauma-based care, other programming things. So we're really trying to frame that to connect and meet students where they're at and support in that daily 25-minute time for next year. So teams preparing well for that as well.
And folks listening as well, your school day, you mentioned being on the same calendar. Is your school day similar to what, quote-unquote, normal high school is as well?
We are. We start just slightly later than Bloomington North and Bloomington South, and we end a little bit earlier. And that's only because we are not a quote-unquote districted school. Like, students aren't districted to us by address. They connect with us via, you know, transferring over. But they get to us either by school bus, or they get dropped off or walk or ride their bikes. But from the bus perspective, our transportation department at MCCSC is phenomenal. So our students that attend BGS, that ride the bus, they can actually ride their bus from home to their district at high school. So that'd be north or south. They hop off that bus, they get on a shuttle, and they ride it to BGS, and then we start the day.
And how about
we end?
Then after school as well, programs and everything else, they're eligible to go and participate in those as well?
Absolutely. Our students are eligible, of course, to participate in corporation extracurriculars. We've had some students this year do that as far as some athletic programs. And then all of our students, when they become 11th graders, and we have many, many students that do this, participate in the Hoosier Hills Career Center.
Oh, absolutely. Happy birthday, yeah. Dave Piller today. The doctor is having a birthday.
That's Dr. Piller's birthday. Happy birthday, Dr.
There you
Piller.
Go. He's
happy.
Usually listening if he's not too tied up working. Well, that's a great partnership as well. Tell me how that works, because, again, you're filling all these buckets up, and I think that's a really interesting way to look at it, because like we mentioned, not everybody learns and tunes in at the same time.
Yes, and that's what really excites us about the Fabrication Lab, too. And the Hoosier Hills Career Center has so many more options than just what we're going to be able to do in the lab. But the real important thing was we're doing with the Fabrication Lab was that all of our 9th and 10th graders will be participating. So that exposure, that chance to really try it out and have the time to do it, will then give that, you know, visibility to all students. And then build some confidence. So then when it comes time to, during the second part of your sophomore year, to say, hey, the career center is out there, what would I like to do? Then they've already have some confidence built in, like, oh, I've used that equipment. Oh, I've worked in a group this way. Oh, I've written some technical writing, or I've done some technical writing. So that confidence boost is already there. So we're really excited about that opportunity for our students. And, yeah, the partnership with Hoosier Hills is phenomenal. And to see our students, you know, some of our students that might finish as seniors, they may be finished with their academic coursework by winter break. So, but they're Hoosier Hills students. So they continue on, and they can keep doing their Hoosier Hills classes that they're doing you know, the rest of their senior year. So it's really great. And, you know, Dr. Piller and Mr. McBride, they send, you know, pictures and let us know. And so, you know, of how our students are doing. So I share that with the staff, and we're so proud of our students there and what they're doing and the different programs. So it's great stuff.
Lucas Calhoun is the principal at the Bloomington Graduation School. And Lucas, if folks would like more information or take a tour or come over and see what's going on, how does that all work?
Well, a couple of options. You know, check our website out. We're on the main corporation page at mccsc.edu. But you can also specifically go to bgs.mccsc.edu. And check us out from there. We're, you know, continually working at growing and evolving our page there, and our phone numbers on there as well, and our contact information. So yeah, if you'd like to check the school out, you know, if you considering it, thinking about it as an option for your students, you know, let us know, and we'd be glad to touch base with you.
Excellent job, my friend. And enrollment, is it never too late, never too early? How will we get ready for August of 2024?
Well, we're working right now to make that process more fluid and more refined for next year. So right now, there is a link on the website to connect to fill out. So start with that. And then as the refinement process goes, that data will be on our website at bgs.mccse.edu. So that would be the main place to be looking. And yeah, we accept students at any time. There's natural times that might be better. And I say that in the sense that if your student is currently at Bloomington South or Bloomington North, and they're in the midst of a trimester or a semester, and they're fixing to earn credits, then we would suggest maybe not trying to transfer at that one point, because we wouldn't want them to lose those credits. We want them to earn those credits to be advancing towards graduation, and then find a more natural transition time so they can keep moving forward on their academic progress with their march towards graduation.